feels that way. Your entire body desperate to perform the stud function you've trained yourself to perform. Little thrills running through nerve endings, darting down between your legs, rooting themselves in your hard, long cock, yearning to spread her. The head of it is dripping pre-cum, lubricating. You know, you don't need the lube, but the obscene sight of it seems to turn her on more, because although you haven't dove back in, haven't pushed back inside her desperate, hungry sack, she's pushing two fingers in and out, and before your very eyes, you have to watch her fingers enjoying the wet, squeezing folds, which by all rights should be around your cock, should be milking your dick. You want to be inside of her. And you step forward, her hand flies out of the way. Any haughtiness or reserve she's been showing is gone. She wants you back in every bit as much as you want to be there. You press the tip of your cock against her and slide in. There's no room for pretense, no room to tease her back. But instead of falling forward and burying your face between her tits, you reach out and grab the tips of her nipples, running your fingers over the many little nubs, the bumps on her areolae stimulating her. She throws her head back. Her eyes are shut tight. She's still biting her lip, trying to keep from crying out as you are wrapped once more in the silken, licking, squeezing vice of her inside. Her pussy still moving in that spasmodic, definite way where it's trying to catch you off guard, always varying how it moves. Sometimes she tilts her hips one way or the other, pushes one side down so a little bit more of your cock is pressed inside, or pulls back just a little bit, sliding on the bed, leaving an inch or two of your shaft exposed in the air but still glazed with her juices, wet, dripping, sticking. You know if you pulled out, your cock would still be connected to her pussy by long strings of her sexual lubricant. She's squeezing now in a way that tells you she is coming. She's having little, constant explosions of pleasure, but still, whenever you come too close, her pussy clamps around the base, stops its movements, and lets you just fall back from the edge a tiny, tiny bit, just enough to keep your cum in you. Just enough to keep her pussy unfilled for now, although you've been drooling so much pre-cum, clear, sticky fluid that you're sure it's mixed with most of her juices by now, painting her insides. You thrust hard as you can. It's too much. That movement was enough to really unlock the potential in her wet, dripping pussy to make it squeeze, clamp, and come hard enough that she isn't managing to slow it down, isn't managing to slack off the constant stimulation. Your cock is squirting, squirting, letting go, hot, dripping, long streams of your cum. You know it's painting her inside. The force of it must be something she can feel, because she reaches out and pulls you against her, tight against her and between her breasts, which bounce against your arms. You're buried in her cleavage between those massive tits. You didn't think it possible. Your cock's as deep as it can go, and she's pressing her legs against your back to pull you in deeper, a little deeper, and grind the head of your cock deep inside her pussy in the process. Coming, coming, moaning, sweating and squeezing, her whole body involved in what's happening. The flesh of those huge mammaries just jiggling against you. You know her mind is every bit as lost in pleasure as yours, squirting, squirting, breeding her, coming in her, filling her with your seed. It both fulfills a function you psychologically, mentally enjoy, part of your training, and fulfills your biological ache and need from this long session of being edged in her perfect sex. You want to come, and you are. You're finally able to come, able to let it all out, pulsing, constant movements. They're slower and firmer now, from the head of your cock down toward the base, as if the tip were being pushed through some thick, squeezing sleeve of her inner musculature, but it's still lubed up enough that the process is nothing but pleasure, nothing but constant, pulsating pleasure inside the big blonde who's squeezing you against her, who's kissing the nape of your neck now, pressing her face against your shoulder, coming and coming, orgasming around you. You're coming toward the end. You can feel it. There's only a few more little spurts in there, but her orgasm might go on much longer. Finally, it'll be your your chance to turn the tables. Finally, you'll be able to really ride her, press her down, pump her full of a second load if you can do it, on your terms with her exhausted. Thinking that, you manage to get a little more vigor into your hips and swing, forcefully pushing her buttons deep inside. This turns out to be something of a mistake. In thrusting, you've set her off, all right. A second orgasm overlapping the first, a rare phenomena, but in her case, it means she clamps around you so tight you're not sure you could move her arms or legs. She keeps her pussy right down to the base of your cock, and rather than trying to prevent occasional orgasms as it was before with that cock ring-like squeezing of muscle at the base, rather than try to keep you from getting set off inside her, her pussy's just squeezing, squeezing, constantly milking like a fucking machine, or the milking sleeves they use here wrapped around your cock, pumping, pistoning, pumping, constant, constant, pleasure, pleasure. You thought you were approaching the end, but somehow more cum is dragged out of your hot, hard cock. A few more long, hard strokes that cause it to squirt. You didn't think it possible, but you're coming again. Coming in her hot, again, everything in your body, she desperately wants you to squirt your cum, to inseminate her deep. You latch your lips onto one of her nipples and suck deep and hard, slathering your tongue over it. You reach around, and in return for her tight squeezing, you grip her to you. You rock your hips, grinding, making the small movements you can while trapped in the perfect, precise, and constant squeezing sleeve of her sex. Even though you're stuck in there, you couldn't even think about pulling out. You love this. The pleasure is radiating up your spine, making your back arch. Your mind cloud, orgasmic, wonderful, coupling, release, constant, marking her insides, marking her as your own, and in that moment you are the only thing on her mind. She's squeezing you with intensity like she needs you inside. She needs and requires your constant coming, cream-pieing of her wet, squeezing pussy. She requires you to keep coming, and her pussy amplifies and conveys that. As your cock is milked over and over, it becomes hard to tell the difference between one climax and the next. You thought you were going to have a moment's reprieve. She's coming mindlessly, her body no longer under her control, her pussy just squeezing, milking, desperately hungering for your cum. Any escape from it for either of you is impossible. Your body's on automatic pilot, coupling, just as you've been prepared to do, connecting, just as you've been trained to do, the two of you coming, her getting filled, your cock doing what it's supposed to, and you just along for the ride, along for the pleasure-soaked, mind-numbing and blanking ride of being deep inside of her. Every second that you're in there, your whole body shivers. Every moment that you're in there, you're coming, emptying your balls, your brain telling you, good, good stud, this is what you're for, this is your purpose, your fulfillment, you are coming in her, filling her, your seed is the only thing on her mind, the heat of it splashing into her pussy is making her come, and you know that the convulsions, the spasms from base to tip, are sucking your seed as deep in as it'll go. She's full up with it. You can feel the hot sticking.